Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hey, Doc. You want a candy bar? I just bought a case.
Whoa, you bought a case of these?
Yeah, marching band's trying to raise money for a trip to Europe. You know I can't say no to charity. What are you reading?
It's an article on the theory of the parallel universe. This guy says that right alongside our universe, there's a parallel universe that's exactly like ours, with people exactly like us, doing the exact same things we're doing at the exact same time, only in a different dimension.
Yeah, and I'm Perry Como.
Well, that's a theory.
What you're telling me is right next to this universe is another universe, just like this one, with another Luther Van Dam who lives in the same apartment, works at the same school, and just bought 24 pounds worth of candy.
Kind of eerie, isn't it?
Well, I'm no nuclear psychiatrist, but I think it's bunk.
I still say it's an interesting theory. Oh, I gotta meet Judy for lunch. I will see you.
Another universe right next to this one, a bunch of bunk.
You're gonna get here early so we'd go over this stuff one more time before I left.
Hey, you're only gonna be gone 5 days. Not some teenage babysitter. You can't leave alone.
You're right. I'm sorry. Look, here's a number where we're gonna be at in case you need us. Don't lose it.
Oh, jeez. Hey, you want me to pin it to my sweatshirt? You make me feel like a child.
Oh, Lou, did you leave your box of chocolate sitting on the VCR last night?
Yeah, why?
Well, because you forgot to turn it off, and they get real hot when you leave them on.
Oh, my God!
Jeez, Luther!
It was an accident, Hayden. I'll clean it up.
How?
Well, I'll think of something. I've been cleaning up stuff all my life. I'm not an idiot.
Well, I'm an idiot for thinking I can go on a vacation and enjoy myself and leave you two guys in charge. Just clean it up.
Don't stand there like a boob. Do something.
Now what do we do?
Well, we take it outside and dump it someplace. Well, we'll think of something. We're not imbeciles.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, sweetheart.
All ready for your big ski trip?
Oh, yeah.
Listen, Stuart and I are wondering, since you're going to be gone a whole week and your cabin's going to be empty.
You have a great week.
Oh, you mean it? I don't have to beg or cry or anything?
It's all yours.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Kelly. Hey.
Ready to hit the slopes?
Well, yeah, I'm ready. Your dad's ready. Unfortunately, the two people we were going with aren't ready.
Huh? Just as I was leaving the cabin, the phone rang. Marty and Mary have to cancel.
Wait a minute, what happened? How come?
Mary was cleaning out the refrigerator and she dropped a ham on her foot. She can't get a ski boot on because her foot is swollen up to the size of a, well, a ham.
Well, then Mary is an idiot. The whole trip is doomed.
It isn't doomed.
Well, it is doomed. This whole thing was based on a package for four. Now we got a two-bedroom condo we can't use. We got two extra plane tickets. We got two extra lift tickets. The whole thing's doomed. Like a Mary Hamfoot.
Maybe you could get another couple to come with you.
Oh, no, we're leaving in 2 hours. I don't know who could go on such short notice.
We could.
We who?
Amy and Stuart.
Well, there's an idea.
Oh, yeah, that's an idea. So is Edsel.
The what?
I think it would be fun to have Kelly and Stuart come with us.
Well, I think it would be fun to have Kelly come with us. I'm not going on my vacation with Stuart.
How can you say that?
Because, Kelly, vacations are for getting away from things that drive you crazy. You don't take things that drive you crazy with you on the vacation.
Hayden, could I talk to you in the team room for a second?
Huh?
Oh, good. What on earth?
Christine, you've met Willy Wonka and Dobber Wonka, haven't you?
You just open the door and don't say anything.
Coach, how long are you going to be gone?
5 days.
Hurry back.
My God, what happened?
Look at that. I'll explain it to you later. Christine, why are you fighting so hard to have Stuart come on our vacation? I mean, you know how annoying he is. He's got all those little things he does.
I am not fighting for Stuart, but we are a family, Hayden. I mean, if we're going to be, I'm going to be Kelly's stepmother.
So be an evil stepmother and tell him they can't go.
I just think this is an opportunity we should take advantage of. Besides, now that Kelly has asked to go, I don't know how I could leave them behind and still enjoy myself.
I'd still enjoy myself.
Not if I'm not enjoying myself.
I just don't feel like I have any control of my life anymore.
That's what being a family is all about. Come on.
Oh, hold on, they're coming back. So what's the decision?
We would love to have you.
All right! Christine talked him into it. We're going. Stuart says when he sees you, he's going to give you the biggest hug a father-in-law ever got. Run down and get your prescriptions filled. I'll meet you at the house in 20 minutes. Okay, love you too. Bye.
What prescriptions?
Stuart gets airsick. But if he takes his pills and uses his inhaler and puts in his eardrops, he's fine. Oh, God, this is going to be fun.
Better be for what it's costing. Oh,
what?
Your ears still clogged, Stu?
Yeah, everything's out of the car.
Hot tub!
What?
I said there's a hot tub.
Oh, I would love a cup. My throat is so dry.
Honey, your head's still clogged. Pop your ears and use your nasal spray.
Yeah.
Is it great?
Oh, king-size bed, our own fireplace, and a bathroom you can get lost in.
Hardly wait to see this.
Hey, what's up there?
I don't know. I'll go check.
What is it?
I don't know. It looks like a storage loft. There's two cots up here.
So how's your bedroom?
Well, we haven't found it yet. Stuart found a storage loft. That's the kitchen and another bath. Oh, I guess that must be the other bedroom.
Why, it's a crummy deal. It's not a bedroom. It's a crawl space. Got no privacy up there at all. You guys are going to be okay there, right?
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Nosebleed.
What?
It must be the altitude.
What altitude? It's only 8 feet.
I'm getting dizzy, honey. I have to come down.
That's okay, hon. Keep your head back. Dad, can you help me?
Hey, boy, that's a lot of fun, Stu. Should have done this sooner.
Oh, what's the problem?
Jean-Claude Keeley here has a nosebleed. Can't sleep in the loft.
That's the second bedroom?
I'm telling you, Christine, this trip was doomed from the time Mary opened her refrigerator.
It's not doomed. We could sleep here in the living room.
Honey, I don't think my humidifier is going to work down here.
Your humidifier?
Well, Stuart needs 70% humidity while he sleeps or he gets migraines.
And if I get a migraine, I am no fun at all.
Then we'll sleep in the loft and you kids can have the bedroom.
Well, wait a second.
What else can we do?
Well, he can have a migraine. He's no fun now. How much worse is it going to get? Well, he isn't any fun, Christine. My God. By the time we landed, even the stewardesses hated him.
Well, I am sorry. You can't help the sinuses you're born with.
Adrian, could I talk to you privately in the bedroom?
No. I'm not going to go in the bedroom. If I go in the bedroom, I'll end up sleeping in the loft.
What difference does it make where we sleep? We're here to ski.
I'm in it, Christine. Just keep him out of my sight.
Would you relax?
How can I relax when I'm on a vacation from hell? All I wanted to do was just a little skiing, but do I get a chance to ski? No! We go up the ski lift one time, and my son-in-law, Stuart Noseblock, slides off the trail and down the side of the mountain.
Well, I just thank God he's all right.
Well, why are you thanking God? Did God hike back down and get him and drag him up again? Did God make a second trip down for his skis and his nasal spray?
You know what I think you need?
Yeah, a rifle and a deer suit for Stuart.
No. I think you need some time alone. Why don't I take the kids into town for a couple of hours and you could just relax?
Oh, yeah, just climb up to the cot and stretch out.
Look, the hot tub is all fired up. Why don't you jump in there for 15 minutes? That'll make you feel better.
No.
Oh, go on. Your trunks are in the bathroom.
You just keep them out of my sight.
Is it safe? For the moment.
Has my dad calmed down any?
He will someday. Listen, I told him that I'd take you two into town and we'd give him a couple of hours to cool off.
Great idea. Let's just get Stuart into a dry sweater and then we'll get out of here.
I'm sorry for being so much trouble.
You're not being any trouble. You're just being yourself. I just don't know why Dad has to blow every little thing you do out of proportion.
I think what hurt the most was when he called me a needy little weenie. I am not a weenie. I am a man.
You promise this is going to make me feel better?
Trust me, you are going to feel great. Now, just don't stay out here too long.
Hey, it's cold, huh?
Well, that's the idea, Dean. You're sitting in a hot tub surrounded by ice-cold weather. Now, come on, jump in.
Stop! Woo-hoo-hoo! That's hot!
All right. Yeah,
I know, that's a fun. Okay. Whoa!
I need you guys in the car.
They're coming.
Have extra tissues, honey?
Always, sweetheart.
Wait a minute. Somebody left the patio door open. Remember to tell your father that I'm the one that did that. At least I did something right.
Some steak
and ice cold beer.
Hayden? Maybe he's sleeping.
Oh, God. If I woke him up, I'm a dead man.
He's not up here. Hayden, are you in the kitchen?
Maybe he went for a walk.
Suppose you're still in the bathroom. Can't still be in the hot tub.
He was in the hot tub?
Yeah, he was when we left.
Oh, God.
What's the matter?
Our father. I will be thy name.
Why is he praying?
Because I think Dad's still in the hot tub.
Oh, my God! Say something, Ian.
Locked the door.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I ride in the sky.
Well, this is insane. He's been in the bedroom almost as long as he was in the hot tub.
Dad, will you please come out so we can at least talk about this?
Hayden, you're being ridiculous. Please come out and talk.
Dad, if you won't talk to us, then will you open the door so we can come in and get the rest of our stuff? Because we're leaving.
It's all yours.
So you want us to leave? Is that it?
No. I want you to live. And to do that, you must leave.
Hayden, I was sympathetic up to a point, but I now think we should just sit down and seriously discuss this.
Christine, sweetheart, before you go any further, I don't want to explore this more deeply. I don't want to break new emotional ground. I don't want to reach new heights of sensitivity. I just want him out of here.
If he goes, I go.
That's understood.
Fine. And come on, Stuart. Let's get our things and fly the hell out of here.
Hey, hey, hey!
Hell, hell, hell!
Hun, I'm still out here.
I can't believe I'm watching this.
Why not? This is all your idea. Hey, Christine, if you wanted to see a Happy Mountain Family, you should have rented Sound of Music. What are you doing?
I am getting my things and I am leaving. I've had it.
What?
I am sick and tired of trying to be the glue that holds this family together. Hey, if you're not interested, fine. Let it fall apart. I'm done.
What the heck are you so upset for? I'm the one that's having a lousy vacation.
And I'm just having a festival of fun. This is my vacation too, Hayden. No, you are all so self-involved that it never occurs to any of you that I could be having a lousy time. Well, I am having a lousy time. I am having a downright pukey time.
We couldn't help overhearing. Christine, we didn't mean for you to go.
Yeah, I thought you enjoyed being the glue, honey.
The problem is, as long as I'm the glue, none of you have to work at being a family. You can do any outrageous, stupid thing you want to, because somehow Christine will always pull it back together. Well, maybe if I stop trying so hard, you'll start trying a little harder.
Hey, come on, wait a minute now, honey. I don't want you to leave.
I am not willing to stay under these circumstances. I'm out of this.
Christine says we have to solve this ourselves. So, assuming for the moment that we do not want the family to fall apart.
Well, I don't.
And I don't.
I don't either.
You don't?
What made you think I want the family to fall apart?
Well, your quest to push me out of it, for one.
Well, what about your quest to push me out of it? You know, sometimes I get the feeling you're trying to turn Kelly against me.
How am I trying to turn Kelly against you? All I've ever tried to do is bring a little love and understanding and sensitivity into this family.
Yeah, and that's a complete slap in the face to me.
Dad, all Stuart ever wanted to do was fit in.
How? With all the crying and the whining and the sneezing and the bleeding? I mean, how is that trying to fit in?
Maybe things wouldn't be so bad if you would just stop exploding at every little thing Stuart does. And honey, you know, I mean, maybe in all fairness to my father, you could make an effort to stop doing so many annoying little things. Exactly.
I thought you were going to stay out of this.
I am. Look, I know you two are never going to be best friends, right? But, I mean, you must have something in common.
Well, yeah, you'd certainly think so. Christine, you went back in here.
I know one thing we have in common. We both love Kelly.
Well, that's true.
And I love both of you. And we all love Christine.
Well, thank you.
So where does that leave us?
That leaves you and Stuart with a lot of work to do. I'm coming back in. See, I really think Kelly's right. If the two of you would just try treating each other with a little more consideration and flexibility, things could be a lot better in this family.
We still have 4 days of this vacation left to start trying.
All right, I'll try if you will, Stu.
I'll try with every atom of my being.
See, that's not trying.
I'll give it my best shot.
A little better.
Do you think we could have a family hug?
Well, I think that would be terrific.
So do I.
Let's see, who hasn't voted? Okay, you're right. Mm-hmm.